interceptions of 2017.
Number three.
It might sound like a football cliche, or worse, coach speak, but the Jaguars battled the Chargers and quarterback Philip Rivers in November. The quarterback, who had throttled them through the years, oftentimes relentlessly so, was giving them a fight. But it wasn't one they couldn't handle. Though two Blake Bortles interceptions made it a lot more interesting, the Jags had to fight to tie the score. Then, in overtime, with Rivers deep in his own territory and launching a desperate but deadly accurate third down pass, defense did it again.
We're in overtime. Rivers drops the throw against a four-man rush. Fires deep downfield along the left sideline, and that ball is picked off by A.J. Boye. It's a 40. He's running it back. It's a 45-yard line of the Chargers. It's a 35, the 30, the 20. A.J. Boye at the 10-yard line. Dives toward the end zone. He's going to get knocked out of bounds at about the 2-yard line of the Chargers.
I just look at it like you're trying to take food out of my daughter's mouth. I've always told the guys that when that ball's in the air, I just got to go get it and help my team. And I'm glad, you know, God is good. I'm blessed enough to make that play and just put us in a field position to get an easy field goal.
Taking food off whose plate?
No.
Yeah, ain't off those plate. Not today.
It was literally the definition of a clutch play from a player and for a defense that defined their season by such plays.
A.J. Boye!
Now here's Jeff Longman to break it down.
And there's nothing more clutch than making a game-winning interception in overtime. Let's take a look. And A.J. Boye is in perfect position for this ball. And I want you to watch what happens as the ball is on its way. You can see the offensive wide receiver tries to gain a little advantage with a push-off. But A.J. Boye continues to fight through it and keeps himself in perfect position, fights for the ball, and takes it away. And look at the return. The offense virtually had to do nothing when it came on the field to kick the field goal. But a lot of respect for Philip Rivers, making the touchdown-saving tackle.